Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries daily worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the Levitical priesthood of Tennessee. Well, some years ago, a preacher approached me in Suwanee, Tennessee, and he asked me if it was true that I practiced the law of Moses. So I replied that it was true, and was then asked by the preacher if I practiced the sacrificial laws. Well, I perceived his craftiness in asking me this forked question. It's like asking the question, "Are you still beating your wife on Wednesday?" So I asked him a question in response. I said, "Do you practice the Levitical priesthood here in Tennessee?" And he emphatically denied that he did, and he proceeded to preach me a fire and brimstone sermon about Jesus and him crucified and how Jesus did away with the sacrificial laws and the law of Moses. Well, I could perceive that this man was a Christian in distress over doctrine, so I apologized to him for my outrageous suggestion that he might be a practitioner of the sacrificial system of Tennessee, explaining to him that I was a stranger from a far, far land called Idaho, and that I had heard that the people of Tennessee practiced the Levitical priesthood, that they practiced sacrifices, that they practiced heave offerings under another name, and that they had called it the judicial system. Well, he just stared at me for a few seconds as if I had just announced to him that I was Mork from Ork. So I asked him if they had state highway patrolmen in Tennessee, and he said they did. So then I asked him if they had any police or lawyers or judges or courts and courthouses and courtrooms with bars and benches and fines for criminal behavior. And once again he said yes, and that they did, and that the rest of the people of Tennessee did have these things, and that they made up what they called the judicial system of the state of Tennessee. So I looked at him and I said that they had told me the truth then in the far, far land of Idaho, that the people of Tennessee were indeed a religious lot. Once more he gave me that strange look, and he asked me how the judicial system was religious. So I told him the story. I said, "Let's suppose that you're driving down the road at 80 miles an hour, and the policeman, ever vigilant and looking for crime, sees you and he roars off in hot pursuit. When he catches up to you and asks you for your driver's license and notes that it does not give you permission to drive at 80 miles an hour, he then arrests you and he takes you to the nearest jail, from where you are brought before the judge sitting on the bench behind the bar in the courtroom, which is in the courthouse. You are standing there beside your lawyer, who is standing before the bench, and he's standing behind the bar to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty, which will make you a criminal. Now, the judge gives you a fine to pay, and he assesses you court costs. Then, if you don't like this, you can appeal to the Supreme Court. And this process is called the judicial system, or the civil service. And he said, yep, that's the way that works. So I pointed out to him that in olden times, this system was called the Levitical priesthood, and it worked in much the same way as this judicial system does today. You see, the policeman of today is simply the modern name for the high priest's servant, who was constantly looking for sin. Now, sin is the transgression of the law. We read that in 1 John 3, verse 4. So when the high priest's servant, the policeman, uncovers your sin or your crime, he arrests you and he puts you in ward, that's jail, located in the temple, which is the courthouse, which we today call jail. In the courthouse, in ancient times, was called the dungeon in the temple. Now, the courthouse is designed just like a temple, and it sits in the town square, where the high priest conducts the temple sacrifices in the holy place, which is called the courtroom. Now, you, of course, will recognize the high priest in the holy place by his long black robe. This high priest today is called a judge, and he sits behind the altar, although today we call this the bench, which is behind the veil to the holy place, which is called the bar. The bar, that's that fence that goes across the middle of the courtroom to separate the people from the high priest. Now, to pass this veil, this bar, to go through these swinging gates and approach the high priest requires an intercessor. Today we call him a lawyer. In ancient times we called this intercessor Mary. You know, you can't just walk up to God and start talking. You have to have a lawyer or an intercessor. This intercessor will help you in your prayer to the high priest. And in paragraph 20, to this day, in a civil action, we call this a prayer for relief. So we make a prayer, also known as a plea, to the high priest in your plea for your sin, which is called crime today. Now, when you pray that you are guilty of this sin, you become a sinner or a criminal. The high priest then imposes a sacrifice of one ram of the first year. That's what we called it in ancient times in the Bible, the sacrifice of one ram of the first year, which is called the sin offering. Today we call it a fine. Now, the high priest, the judge, also imposes a heave offering. We'd call that court costs today. In ancient times, it was two turtle doves. Today, it's about $35. Now, if you think you got a raw deal in this court, in this proceeding, you can appeal. You can go to Moses through the Aaronic priesthood in the Holy of Holies. This is called an appeal to your Supreme Court. Now, this system of law in the Bible is called the Levitical priesthood. Today, it's better known as the civil service, also commonly known as the judicial system. So I closed our conversation as I finished my breakfast by chiding this Christian preacher just a little, by reminding him that he practices the sacrificial system of the state of Tennessee every time he goes into court. Now, Tennessee is a sovereign. That's why it's called the sovereign state of Tennessee. And a sovereign makes law. Now, a lawmaker is a god. The state of Tennessee is a god. It's a sovereign. It's a lawmaker. Now, to violate this law is called a crime. In the Bible, it's called a sin. A sin requires a sacrifice as a matter of law. So whether it be the civil law or the common law, people who practice the religion of the United States make sacrifices to their God, the United States of America, either voluntarily or involuntarily, and they pay their fines, and they pay their court costs, which in ancient times were simply called sin offerings and heave offerings. Now, if we were to draw this up on a graph or a chart, on the left-hand column, we would have the policeman, crime, going to jail, the courthouse, the courtroom, the judge, the bench, the bar, the lawyer, the plea, being guilty of crime, a criminal, a fine, the court costs, the Supreme Court, and the civil service or judicial system. Now, on the right-hand column, we would write down from the Bible, the high priest's servant, sin, being put in ward, the temple, the holy place, the high priest, the altar, the veil, the intercessor, the prayer, being guilty of sin, a sinner, the sin offering, the heave offering, the holy of holies, and the Levitical priesthood. So, we have changed the names of these biblical terms. It's because we don't want to call our policeman the high priest's servant, so we call him the policeman. We have a different name for sin. We don't want to call people sinners. We want to call them criminals because they've committed a crime. So instead of being put in ward, we put people in jail. And then we don't want to call our courthouse the temple, so we call it a courthouse. In ancient times, it was the temple, the place where people do their public business. Inside the temple, in ancient times, we had the holy place. And then we had a place called the Holy of Holies. Today, we call it the courtroom. Now, in the holy place, in the courtroom, we have to have a presiding officer. And today we call this officer a judge who wears a robe, a black robe. In ancient times we had a high priest who wore the white linen ephod. I'll leave it to you to decide between the black robe and the white robe. Now, the judge operates sitting on the bench. He actually sits in a chair on an elevated platform, which is called in the Bible the altar, where we take the sacrifice. And in this case, it's the judge who sits on the bench. Now, there has to be a barrier between the people and the altar. And this is called the veil in the temple. Remember, the veil was rent in two when Jesus died in the afternoon? All right. The veil was rent. Well, this bar is rent. It has a gate, and it's got double-acting hinges, and you walk through this bar. But you can't walk through this bar now unless you have with you your lawyer. And this guy is called the intercessor in the Bible, but in law today we call this the lawyer. The lawyer takes you up to the altar so that you can plea. Now, this plea in ancient times was called a prayer for relief, and you went up there to pray to the priest. Well, today we have a similar name. It's called a plea, and in our civil cases we actually in paragraph 18 call it a prayer for relief, which makes you then guilty of sin. In ancient times, today it makes you guilty of crime, which makes you a criminal. Now, this criminal today is simply a euphemism for a sinner of past time. So when you break the law of God, we call you a sinner. When you break the law of the state or your nation, we call you a criminal. For which you must pay a fine and court costs. In ancient times, you had to pay a sin offering of one ram of the first year and then two chickens. Well, the two chickens went to the priest. That was his daily offering that he took home fed his kids with. The sin offering we still practice today, it's called the fine. You pay the fine in the local court, here in Ozark County, Missouri, for instance, and it's $100. Then they take $10 of that and send it to Jefferson City. In ancient times, you would take a ram of the first year in, and then the priest would cut off the right front shoulder and send that to the Aaronic priests. We do the same thing. We're giving a portion of the fine to the higher priesthood. We still do that to this day, except that we call it fines instead of sin offerings. And then the court cost is the judge's retirement fund. But we don't call it the judge's retirement fund. In ancient times, we called it the heave offering. If we didn't like the outcome of a proceeding at the local level, we could appeal by going to the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement. Well, today we take our appeals up to our Supreme Court. This process or system is called the civil service today. In ancient times, it was called the Levitical priesthood. Do you have a Levitical priesthood in your state?